I think that it's the right thing to do. It's being done in various places across the nation. He's become what I think we call a national treasure in some respects, and I think it just shows what veterans are capable of doing. Not all of them raise that sort of money, but they've done their bit in the Second World War. Captain Sir Tom was out in Burma, as we know. So in a sense, he'd done his bit, and subsequently as well, working with his family. But he wanted to do a little bit more, and his perseverance in doing this, I think, was exemplary. He didn't set out to raise that vast sum that it ended up at, but just to do a bit. And I think he said he wanted to raise £100, and then he went to 1,000. And we all watched every day on the television news how he was getting on, and it was not creeping; it was racing up and up and up. Until it got to that magnificent total for NHS charities. And this was in March, April last year. We were all out on Thursday evenings banging our saucepans and things in tribute and to say thank you to them. And Tom was doing this. I just think it's amazing, really. But it just shows the character of our veterans. A lot of them did other things as well. A lot of them were involved in fundraising and various little ways, but this was one which grabbed the attention, obviously, of people across the country. I just think it's amazing. What he did, I think, will be remembered for a long, long time, particularly by those of us who were alive to see it, and especially those of us who are part of the ex-service community, or indeed the service community, the service family.